VOA News, I'm Joe Palca.
Öldürüldüğü resmen kabul edilen bir kişinin cesedi niçin
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan saying Tuesday that the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was a premeditated act and that all those responsible, including whoever ordered the operation, should be punished. In an address to his country's parliament, Erdogan gave details about what happened starting the day before Khashoggi visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He said multiple teams flew there to meet Khashoggi and remove the hard drive from the site surveillance system. Turkey's president says Saudi officials started planning to murder the U.S.-based writer days before his death, which contradicted Saudi accounts that Khashoggi died accidentally in a fistfight. Middle East analyst Maha Yaha reflected on Erdogan's speech.
Turned out he said really very little in that announcement, except to demand suggest at least that the 18 Saudi culprits be tried in Turkey, which is very unlikely. I mean, I can't see Saudi Arabia agreeing to try 18 of its nationals in Turkey.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's investment conference opened as planned today, exactly 3 weeks after the slaying. Numerous high-profile business leaders and government officials are boycotting the kingdom's future investment initiative in Riyadh in response to Khashoggi's death and Saudi Arabia's shifting explanations about what happened. Saudi Arabia's energy minister Khalid Al-Falih attempted to address the issue with the conference.
And of course, the king has made it clear that there will be investigation, justice, and retribution to those responsible.
Among those absent from the conference are U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Well, President Trump reaffirmed Monday his intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty, accusing Russia of violating its terms.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement. This should have been done years ago. Until people come to their senses, we have more money than anybody else by far, we'll build it up. Until they come to their senses. When they do, then we'll all be smart and we'll all stop.
His comments came as his national security adviser, John Bolton, was in Moscow to discuss the matter with Russian officials, including President Vladimir Putin. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May sought to persuade skeptical members of the British Parliament to back her plan for leaving the European Union by next March.
Serving our national interest will demand that we hold our nerve through these last stages of the negotiations, the hardest part of all. It will mean not giving in to those who want to stop Brexit with a politician's vote.
Ms. May is seeking a final arrangement with Brussels on post-Brexit relations with the EU. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tuesday morning that Hurricane Willa had maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour and that the storm would weaken a little before making landfall. Willa is now a Category 5 storm in the Pacific heading toward the western coast of Mexico. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Syria said it struck a mosque in East Monday being used by the insurgent group as a command center. A coalition statement said several buildings were destroyed and several IS militants killed in the village of Sousse. A similar strike occurred Thursday. The coalition said 12 IS fighters were killed, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 18 civilians, including children, were also killed. A member of the NATO fighting force in Afghanistan was killed and two wounded Monday in an apparent insider attack in western Herat province. While the Taliban claimed responsibility, a NATO statement indicates the attack was carried out by a member of the Afghan security forces. Two U.S. warships sailed through the Taiwan Strait Monday. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Rob Manning told reporters that the USS Curtis Wilbur and the USS Antietam conducted what he described as a routine transit to demonstrate the United States' commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. An earthquake measuring 5.7 struck Tuesday off Taiwan and was felt strongly in Taipei, but there were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Once again, for more on these stories, be sure to check out our website at voanews.com. And I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.